rather expensive pooch. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Yesterday, we talked about stock dog trainer Jeff Clausen and two of his dogs, Ruthie and Gertie, who he has trained to work very hard. But apparently, there are dog trials for stock dogs, one of which was Red Bluff. Here's Jeff talking about Gertie.
She kept getting better and better, and then Red Bluff came along, and we went down there and we smoked him for 3 days. Yeah, it was crazy. It was a lot of fun, and I guess they say people know who I am now, but...
Gertie made history by winning the trials and then being sold for, well, here's Jeff.
Set the record for the top-selling dog in the nation, or Red Bluff at least. So they started selling her, and that's where it's like, this is real. She's gone after this. And I was okay with that. I had some other dogs at home, so I knew I had to cut the ties somewhere. And that was the way to get my name out there. And then as they started selling her, they got to 5, 6, 10, 12, 15, 20,000. And they took a little break, and then they kept going again. And then they got to like 27,000. And it was all live stream, and I was like, oh, crap. And then finally they got to 29,000. The next bid was 30,000 and she was sold. And I was just like, wow. Really?
Clausen adjusted to losing his best friend by making new best friends like Ruthie. He turned his cowboy hobby into a lifetime passion of training the best cow dog possible. I sure hope you enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. This is David Sparks saying, see you next time in the outdoors.